This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, as we are every single day.
Had an old man mistake yesterday. We had a teacher's parent volunteer race versus the cross-country kids.
Parents racing the kids?
Well, it's a one-mile run.
Okay.
There's no meet this week, so the coach said, why don't we do a teacher parent volunteers if they want to...
Yeah, spice things up a little bit, come out, run,
yeah,
be at practice.
I started in the way back.
Uh-huh. Did you dust those little kids?
I dusted so many kids, and I was chewing gum, and I wasn't breathing hard. You're right. And then I got kind of at the end, and I was probably eight kids back, and I couldn't make any ground up on those little bastards.
The little kids, they were quick at the end. They had a better finishing kick than you did.
They did, dude. They got me.
That was tough. a little humbling there at the end of that race.
Oh, man, my back started hurting on the way home. Like, yep, I'm going to be 40 soon.
Dude, I cannot wait to dominate Teddy in sports. Give me that set up that basketball hoop. I'm yamming on him. I'm going to tackle him into the couch. I can't wait. Reliving my glory days, dominating my son in football and basketball.
You let your kids have a couple moments. You don't let your kids win.
No.
What are we doing?
Teach him the hard way. I'll never forget the first time I beat my dad in one-on-one hoops. Took a long time to get there, man.
You earned it.
You got to earn those dubs. They don't just come easy.
That was probably a really hard day for your dad.
Oh, I guarantee you it was. It'll be a hard day. When it happens to me, it's going to be brutal. Like, when he beats me in a round of golf, are you kidding me? When that happens someday, if he's into golf.
What if he hated golf?
This is going to be tough.
Dad, you're going to play the boring-ass sport?
Would it kill you, you know, to try a little sports?
You're going to send him to his room when he beats you in golf?
Yeah, that's right. You're grounded. Get up! Grounded!
Just go to your room.
Thinking of the...
I don't want to look at you.
Wedding crasher scenes he's painting on the sideline.
Oh.
Kill you to try some team sports out here, buddy?
I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Oh, would that make you love me?
Dad, I just want to be in theater. Just want to act, Dad.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
Let's play golf on the weekend.
It's hilarious to think how you're going to handle that in the moment. Like, no T-ball? T-ball.
You sure you don't want to do T-ball, buddy?
Teddy T-ball.
You sure?
It took me a while to wrap my arms around. Pax didn't really take the team sports.
Yeah, he wasn't the big sport. Yeah,
he was into scootering and skateboarding.
Individual
and that sort
sports,
of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
But fortunately, he did get a varsity athletic letter in snowboarding.
Yeah.
Did he get a Letterman's jacket out of that? Did he ever do the jacket thing?
I don't know if he got a jacket because it was his senior year and that was a winter sport. So
my mom brought my Letterman. She's cleaning out stuff. She brought my Letterman's jacket over the other day. I got it now.
Still fit?
It still fits.
How about that?
Oh. I might wear it on the show Halloween. Maybe I'll do that next Halloween costume.
I think I still have mine in the garage. Should we?
Let's do Letterman's jackets.
I couldn't afford one. My mom lost my letter. And I couldn't afford the jacket.
You don't even have the letter, huh?
You know what?
We need to hit up Park Rose.
Somebody
at Park Rose has got to be listening.
We know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah,
now.
We'll get you a letter.
I think Letterman jackets were like
$300. How many sports did you letter in? Did you just letter in football and basketball?
Tennis, too.
Tennis, too?
Yeah.
So we got to get the racket on there.
Yeah, we were good.
Yeah, and we need the little sport logo.
You got to have the logo on the letter. Yeah. You got to sew those on. Yeah. Get you a little sweater.
Class of 05.
Class of 05.
Yeah, probably one of the saddest classes in Park Rose history, to be honest with you.
All right.
I think your Cleveland's only win this year. I think Cleveland's a one-win football team. They're only
and Park
dubs.
Rose is the only dub.
Park Rose back in week
Remember
one.
Remember beating Park Rose for the fourth place trophy my senior year.
Well, back in your day, Park Rose
took
wasn't
down Ray
bad.
Ross and company.
Yeah, yeah
Ray
it's Ross. Great basketball teams back in the day.
They did, and then you know. More schools expanded and we didn't. And
your footprint gets smaller and smaller, and kids want to transfer out of your district.
Absolutely.
It's a whole thing.
I did think the last year my daughter was in dance, and there were a couple of dads. We never talked about it. I didn't know them. We didn't talk at all. But I thought there's a movie here about dads who have nothing but daughters, and so they become dance dads. Or cheer dads. And it's like, well, they're doing a sport kind of team.
Competition, you know. It's a. Yeah.
Great tumble. Great somersault.
Yeah, somebody wants a Friday football Friday show in our Letterman's jackets. We got Halloween next Thursday. We'll see. Maybe we'll do a football Thursday in Letterman's jackets. We'll
I'm not
see.
Kidding. My mom couldn't afford one.
We'll get you one. That's a great gift idea for Christmas. Getting you an old Park Rose Letterman's jacket. Oh,
How
that'd
are
be
you
delightful.
Get a Park Rose
Don't worry.
Letterman
we know people.
Jacket.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it
we
out.
We got connections.
One kid that had money and he came and he had the Bronco and at Park Rose and Broncos underneath. Sprague, look at this jacket. I was like, must be nice to have two parent incomes.
Those things are wildly expensive and largely a massive waste of money because you usually don't get it till late. You wear it a couple of times. Once you're done with high school, you never wear that thing again. Yeah. You're not wearing a Letterman jacket
unless
on college campus.
Unless you're a stud athlete and you're on varsity teams as a sophomore.
Sure, and you get two, 3 years to enjoy it. But if you're not that and you don't letter till like maybe junior year or senior year, you're not wearing that. You give you a very small window to wear that jacket.
Yeah, but you know, there is something to be said of like when you're in middle school and you get a freshman in high school, you see that Letterman jacket, you're like, it kind of becomes like a goal, right? Like you want to wear that thing. I not only didn't have a Letterman jacket, I actually don't have a photo my senior year in the yearbook because my mom couldn't afford senior photos.
Isn't a senior photo.
I'm not in the yearbook.
Not even there. Did you even exist?
Nope.
My senior photos are right out of the 80s. It's
I need to see this
machine.
Photo.
Lasers
it's,
in the background? We
no
got lasers.
Lasers
no lasers in the background?
Machine. Okay.
Turtlenecks, maybe? We got a turtleneck?
No, there was a sweater and a popped collar.
Yes. Now, you're 52,
yes.
right?
Huh? 53.
You're 52?
Class 53? Of 89.
So my cousin's 53, 52-ish, and I remember looking at his senior photos when I was a kid, and he's like, his butt's leaning against a truck. He's in the woods, sitting as if it's not a photo.
There.
Elbow on the knee.
All the girls had the big sunflower bangs going on.
Yeah. It's so good.
I got to bring in the yearbook.
We need this photo to exist.
That is so good. Steve commented, Dirt, I had that same dream too, but my 7-year-old wants nothing to do with sports. It is my nightmare. I will acknowledge that. We're in the trust tree here. It is my nightmare. I will love him regardless, but... That is my nightmare.
No, you're going to love him a little less. A
little bit less. I mean, come on. 198%. You know, we're losing a few percentage points there. He plays with football every day. He gets very excited to catch his football. We're starting him young, okay? We're starting him young.
If you start him young, I tend to believe that they kind of evolve into it.
We have 30 minutes of football time a day.
Now, he gets a pair of those tap dancing shoes.
Hey, if it's a scholarship for tap dancing, I'm okay with
Dude,
that.
Dude, whatever
part.
Gets you a free
whatever
ride.
Whatever gets
what
you
I
a free
say.
Ride gets you a free
Absolutely.
Ride.
Absolutely.
What are we expecting out of your Beavs this weekend? They're going on the road to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Off of a really tough loss where the final score is slightly misleading. You know, it was a 16-point game, and they were able to make a furious comeback late. UNLV throws a bad pick. Cal is also not that good. I mean, they're close in a lot of these games, but let's not sit here and act like they're losing to juggernauts or losing to NC State. NC State's terrible. I don't really know what to make of the game, but what would a win mean this weekend for Brave for Beaver?
Massive. It'd be massive.
Yeah. There's just to let everybody take a deep sigh of relief.
Well, I think it actually instills confidence. I said this last week against UNLV. Show me something, and I'm not blaming the entire loss on Trent Bray. We know how devastated with injuries they are. They got some guys back. They made that a ball game. They put themselves in a spot to try to tie it, or if not take the lead. What were they down? What was it? It was
33.
They needed a 2-point conversion.
17 or something. Yeah.
So they had themselves in a spot to potentially try to tie the game. It would be huge. I think Cal's the better football team right now, despite what the record is. Somebody I had heard a couple of the first segments of Danny Dusty. I think Rust had said something we had said of like, Cal, if you look at it, has a real argument of like, how have we lost any game? And Dusty said, what? Kind of. And then he looked at the point difference and said, oh, they're plus 37. It just doesn't make any sense what Cal's record is.
Turnovers have been a big issue for Cal.
So have special teams.
Yeah.
So I think it would be massive for Trent Bray and Oregon State to go down there and get a win. I picked Cal minus the 10. in large because I want to be wrong. I feel like this team has not trended in the right direction. They have not had the most success at Cal recently, but I think it would be huge for Trent Bray. And I think Oregon State fan, despite what their record is, to just kind of take a deep sigh of like, okay, our coach can, he can still pull things out even when we're not at our most healthiest.
Well, and that was the one thing I know that you guys didn't like, the positive Patty that I was on Monday talking about some of the aspects of the UNLV game. But I remember having this conversation last Friday about like, hey, you said as a head coach, you can fix this stuff, that this isn't talent, this isn't injuries, this is we're just not fitting the right gaps, and if we tighten up our scheme, we could be better. UNLV had one of the best rushing offenses in the country, and you held them to, I can't remember what the total rushing yards, 160 or 170 total yards rushing. Like, I thought you were decent against the run at times, and so I thought that was a direct connection to Bray and what he said, and they worked it. And so that's one of the things that leaves me, you know, somewhat optimistic of this being a tight game, as I did think they showed you progress in that regard. Mm-hmm. And Cal's definitely going to run, want to run the football. The other side of it is just offensively is where you lost that game, in my mind, to UNLV. You had the lead at halftime. You force them to a three and out to open the second half. You had like the momentum is on your side. You have the lead. You have the ball. Your defense is playing good. And then you went the next five drives, or the first five drives of the second half, I think he ran a total of 22 plays, and one of them was a turnover. Like, that's barely four plays a drive, man. That's it. You had no consistency. You couldn't move the ball. The run game kind of disappeared. They turned it over once, handed UNLV a short field, and the thing just kind of snowballed on you. You were in that ball game at halftime, and you were in that ball game early in the third quarter,
yeah,
until your offense just finally hit the absolute neutral button and then couldn't do anything until it was too late, and then you tried a furious comeback. I just, to me, that's the bigger question now at this point in the season is, what are you going to get offensively? How many turnovers are you going to have? Is Javonte McCoy going to throw a couple of bad picks? Yeah. I know that they want to run the football, but finding some level of consistency where it feels like on that side of the ball, they're really boom or bust. You have a drive in the first half where it's Javonte McCoy with a 75-yard or whatever it was touchdown run, scrambling around. Look at that athlete. There he goes, long touchdown run. And then you can't pick up a first down to save your life in the second half. It's boom or bust right now, and they need to be more consistent this weekend.
Well, the tough thing is Cal is 14th in the country in turnovers lost. They don't turn the football over a whole lot. The other part of this is styles make fights. Now, maybe we should have been more aware of this with the Choder couple weeks ago. Don't get choded. They got choded.
They did get choded.
This is kind of just breaks down to how you feel about the strengths of the team versus the weaknesses. Cal's passing defense is not good in the ACC. We know Oregon State's offense is not how they want to win football games.
No.
Cal's rush defense, top four in the ACC. How does Oregon State want to win football games? So do they establish the offensive line? Do they have a ground game? And can you create turnovers against a team that largely has not turned the football over amongst one of the best in the country in this regard? And so it's like, McCoy, what is he going to be this week? There's a chance, again, going into a game where you say, hey, their pass defense not very good. You should expose this.
This is an opportunity, yeah.
But Clemens had a big drop last week. It hasn't been the greatest since his couple toe tappers a few weeks back. I don't know how much. Terry's been really good for them. And Oregon State's backup running back since Griffin went out, Allah.
Yeah.
That kid, I thought he ran really well.
Yeah, he runs hard.
So they seem to kind of still have two running backs, though Hankerson is clearly the better player. I just, you got to get the ground game, because I just cannot buy that Javonte McCoy is going to win you a football game.
I'm with you on that.
And right now, that's the matchup. It's does your passing attack expose what Cal's defense weakness is, and that's their pass defense. They're geared up to stop the run. That's what they know they need to do. And so can Javonte McCoy win you a game? I just think back to Gunderson at camp, and he didn't say it outright, but I thought he said it without saying it of, we'll win doing whatever it takes. Like, if that means we win 10-7, we will do what it takes to win 10-7, because I think he kind of knew what's ahead of him offensively and what their challenges were going to be. This is one of them, and you need your challenges to not be as challenging.
It's interesting, a win this weekend to get you to potentially 5-3 with San Jose State and Air Force on the horizon the next 2 weeks.
I'm not overlooking San Jose.
No, you don't have to.
Air Force,
you don't have to at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the feeling going into those two games, 5-3 instead of 4-4, and now right. Like, oh God, are we going to beat San Jose State? Like, it just Big opportunity for Trent Bray this weekend. We'll see what they do. That is a 1 o'clock game tomorrow on ESPN2, Beavers down at Cal. Let's get to the showdown in the group of five tonight. Also, upset alerts around the world of college football with Spring the Line coming up bottom of the hour. Back after this on The Fam.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, who's ready to lose some money? We'll do it coming up in 8 minutes.
That's all I'm ready, doing.
Ready to lose some money, man.
We've been blown and gone.
My daughter was doing a dog training session yesterday. Last night when she got home, she put a snack on the nose, you know, making him wait. And she records this. She goes, Dad, I got him. And so we're watching this. It drops off the nose. It's probably like a minute and a half long, right? I'm turning away. She's, no, watch this one.
It's not done yet.
And so she puts it back on the nose. And he's waiting. And right before she says, go, you hear me in the background. Who are you throwing to? It was Darnold on third down.
This is healthy. This is a healthy relationship we have with sports gambling.
I went, don't ever post this video. She goes, I'm used to you yelling, Dad.
This is what I do. I yell at the TV. It's that type of sports here.
They usually know who, they just now ask, like, who are we rooting for?
Yeah, who are we? Yeah.
Because they know.
What's the bet on this game?
They know it's a bet. They just go, which one are we rooting for? The purple team.
Yeah, that's what we do. Let's get to tonight's game.
Okay.
Now, you guys label me sometimes a patronizing Patty, sometimes with your Oregon State Beavers, and I don't mean to be, but I understand why you feel that way from time to time.
You wear duck ear every day.
that I do, Bob. Boise State and UNLV are playing tonight.
You're becoming the Oregon Schultzy of the fan.
Am I the Schultzy?
I think you have all Oregon gear every day.
It's football season. What do you want from me? 7:30 tonight, Boise State's playing UNLV.
Yes, they are.
Now, the game is on the CBS Sports Network, which I'm a little bothered by. It should have a better platform than this. Should be an ESPN game. What are we doing?
It's a Mountain West game.
Mountain West has the
CBS I know, I
has
get
the
it.
Contract.
I get it. It's just dumb.
No,
it
they yell be, at ESPN for not investing in
they
the
should.
West Coast.
I will. They should invest in the West Coast. It's dumb. What are you doing, ESPN? This is a missing hole that you have.
Durton, we didn't have UNLV being this at this point of the year.
You know what? Your national TV game tonight, it's Rutgers and USC. That's your Fox game, 8 o'clock kick after the World Series.
If you don't think
they
there's big
delay
pressure.
That after? Because Fox has the World Series at 5.
They do. You got to wait till that game ends.
So are they going to delay the kick, or are they just going to put it on FS1?
This game will go till 2 o'clock in the morning with 14 people in attendance. And
FS2.
I can't wait. Yeah, kick it over
it's
to FS2.
Be an FS2 game.
You guys had that a little bit on the CW last week. I was trying to watch the start of the game, and they had that NASCAR race, and I'm like, what happens? Is this on a different channel? Where do I go from here?
Well, remember a couple weeks back, I said, couldn't find it. Other people were watching it, and I'm like, where is this at?
Yeah.
This NASCAR race is going into overtime. Nobody turns left better than them.
They turn left really well. But this is kind of a national spot. Like, Josh Pate's going to be there tonight. Excited to see his coverage of it. Boise State, UNLV. I'm jacked for this game,
You're
man.
You're jacked for the game.
I think the winner of this game is going to be in the college football playoff. Liberty was the only other undefeated team. They lost. Army-Navy are your ever candidates.
Yeah,
no
I think
doubt
Army
about
Navy
it.
Navy is more...
If Navy beats Notre Dame this weekend,
I just don't think that's going
table,
to happen. Okay, if they do, sure, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Who does Army have? Because Army might keep rolling. If Navy loses Notre Dame, nobody's going to be surprised by that.
I don't know who Army has.
The other thing is,
if Boise State runs the table and goes undefeated, they're in.
I mean, their only loss right now is a three-point loss
to
the number one team in the country. That's the only loss that they have on the year.
And they were winning in that game multiple times.
They were. You can argue they should have won. Army also gets Notre Dame. They get him at home at the end of November, and then obviously the Navy game at the end of the season. Outside of that, they play Air Force, North Texas, and UTSA.
Well, no, the field will be set before that Army-Navy game is played.
I know that it will. I know that it will. I'm just saying, if you lose to Notre Dame and
really
there might be another loss,
Notre Dame.
Boise State is already ranked. So what is Army or Navy going to do outside of a win over Notre Dame to jump Boise State in the standings?
Well, what I would ask
and if UNLV wins tonight, they will jump because that's a better win than Army or Navy have on their resume.
But if what happens in this scenario with the committee with Army, Navy both beating Notre Dame and Boise winning?
I still think it would be Boise.
But they would be undefeated for the selection going into their Army-Navy game.
Yeah, I guess to that
point. And they both have a win over Notre Dame.
I guess to that point they would be undefeated.
Who probably would still be a top 25 team despite having three losses at that point.
I also don't, and this is, you know, maybe people laugh at this, like the Mountain West is a far superior conference to the American Athletic Conference, in my mind as well.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all.
Like Tulane's been a massive disappointment this year. Memphis is fine. They're okay. Outside of that, North Texas, Charlotte, East Carolina fired their coach.
Was Liberty getting receiving votes? I never checked the receiving votes category because everybody's like, Liberty's finally eliminated. And I'm like, was Liberty ever being I feel like nobody was talking about Liberty at all despite being undefeated.
Because they also had played nobody in the season. Like, they didn't schedule tough. They didn't have anybody in non-conference. They had zero quality wins.
Also got housed by Oregon in a Fiesta Bowl that they should have never been in.
They did. Yeah, that still sucks. I'm still upset that that was the game.
No, I'm with you, though. I think the winner of this, I will, no disrespect to our service academies, Navy has the chance to maybe reconsider this come Monday, but I do think, I tend to believe the winner of this game goes to the playoff.
I just don't give Navy or Army much of a chance to beat Notre Dame, and if they lose that game, this would be a quality win for Boise State under their belt. By the way, they also have a win over a one-loss Washington State team that might go 10-2 or 11-1, where they really dominated that football game, and their only loss would be on the road by a field goal to the number one team in the country. I don't really have a feel for it. I think Boise State's the better team. They unquestionably have the better player. But UNLV with their backup quarterback has been a really fun team to watch. They run the ball. That dude slings it. He makes a dumb turnover every now and then. But at 7:30, like you're telling me World Series games wrapping up. I'm sitting around tonight, late night game. I'm excited to watch this.
Yeah, I'll have this game on, obviously, while the World Series is going on because it's not going to be over by the time this game starts. But
no. Unless it's a blowout, then I'm turning the game
off. I tend to lean Boise, and I know it's at UNLV, so it's the whole like we're fired up, home game, big opponent thing. I just think that quarterback might be prone to a really bad turnover. Like, that interception was...
To allow Oregon State another possession to throw that pick was bad.
I just wonder how many Boise fans... I mean, it's an NFL stadium. What was the seat? Close to 70,000?
It's supposed to be the most attended UNLV football game ever tonight.
They finally got some juice. Odom's at least had back-to-back years now of having a good program.
Yeah, but still.
I know. Boise fans will make that trek.
20,000 Boise State fans easily I could see going down there.
I mean, it's a good opportunity for a good road game. Yeah. I mean, this is the biggest game.
If you're making a trip as a Boise fan, there's not a better one on your schedule than going to Las Vegas for a weekend.
See, and I will allow the game to play itself out to reconsider the opinion here, but like, if you were to ask yourself out loud, which one of these two gives the best chance at an upset in a playoff game hosting, it's Boise to me.
I would take Boise.
Ashton Jaynty playing...
Can beat somebody by himself.
Could you imagine Ashton Jaynty playing and hosting Penn State?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap. What a game for
on
Boise
that blue
State
turf.
Fans.
Oh, it'd be great.
James Franklin, no commenting after losing to Ashton Jaynty? Does the SID come out and talk for him then?
You're going to run all over people, man. So I think it's cool to at least have a game where it's kind of showcasing the group of five race for a playoff spot. That's always been the hope of... It's never going to be on the same level as the Big Ten or the SEC, I grant you that. But having, like, if you didn't have the playoff spot on the line for one of these two teams, I don't think it matters as much tonight. I genuinely don't. And so having that carrot dangled in front and having that significance on the game, to me, it makes it matter that much more. Anybody that you're circling on upset alert before we get to our losing picks? Anybody that we look at, we're like, ooh, I don't know. Missouri's without a bunch of guys, so they were a trendy pick for a lot of folks, but their quarterback might miss the game. They're one of their top wide receivers, I believe, is out.
Notre Dame fans are going to flood East Rutherford.
That game's in New York. I mean, New Jersey. It's not even at Navy's campus.
I'm going to give Navy a fighting shot. I'm going to be fair to Navy. They're 6-0. They're a fun story.
They are, absolutely.
I do think Washington is going in with a chance to beat Indiana. Other than that...
Anything on Texas and Vanderbilt? Vanderbilt do it again?
Well, let me ask you one that is not going to get much conversation. Is BYU on upset alert?
I think they're on upset alert every weekend. They barely are beating everybody that they play.
Okay, so that's a top 12 team just by the AP ranking itself.
They're
Missouri.
Not even a favorite in that game. You want to know how Vegas feels? They're 11-0 taking on 3-0, 3-4 Central Florida. They're a 2.5-point underdog in that game.
Missouri can beat Bama. We'll see what Vandy has to put up nets in front of their stadium because they don't want people rushing the field again.
I think that was a fake thing.
Oh, was that?
I think he got butt cracked there.
Damn it.
Yeah, I think that was a joke.
Damn it.
Would be really funny if they did, though.
Penn State, upset alert, yes.
Yeah, the two that I would circle are Washington, Indiana. I genuinely believe Washington's got a great chance of winning that game.
Oh, Duke. Duke's hosting SMU. So you're going to go by rankings and matchups and all that.
SMU's in the mix in the ACC. They're undefeated in conference play, and I would say Penn State, Wisconsin. I like the way Wisconsin's playing. Night game, jump around. I don't think Wisconsin's a Big Ten title contender, but you get up for one
game.
5-2. 5-2. They're playing great. Penn State's been a little questionable on the road. Like, I think Wisconsin's got a chance to pull that one off.
You know, of all the games, though, and there could be upset alerts all over college football, I do think tonight's game is maybe the best.
One of the most interesting games of the weekend. There's no doubt about that. Let's lose some money. Spring in the line. Get your fake sponsors into the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. We'll do it next.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
It's a quick ding. I like that. Spring in the line brought to you by Gambling Picks. Tail these picks to find your way to riches from your friends at DraftKings.
If you faded us, you have made a lot of money this year.
A lot of money.
You're welcome.
We were combined 3-6 last week, so that would have been a nice little 6-3 weekend for you.
Debatably could have been 2-7 if we weren't nice, to be honest with you.
Very well could have been.
I literally was trying to text that.
You knew the rules. You could have get this in on Thursday night. You got it Thursday night.
I was not in a condition Thursday night.
That's a you problem.
Loophole. Spring line brought to you by an 0-82 season for the Blazers. Hello, Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, right. We'd get 7th in the draft.
We totally would. Spring and Lamb brought to you by Sprague's Victory Celebration. He can't afford a cigar to smoke. He just sniffs a marker to celebrate a gambling victory. Spring and Lamb brought to you by begging your biggest alumni to donate to your NIL. Give it up, OSU. Jensen wants nothing to do with your sports.
We really need his Wong. Morgan State really needs that.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Sherry's Cafe and Pies. We invested our entire budget on Sprague's Picks. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Put glass in your pie.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the start of the NBA season. Just like a Sprague pick, no one cares. Spring and Lime brought to you by Swag's Letterman Jacket. His patches are a little shabby because movable type had just been invented a few years prior and they were still getting the kinks worked out. 1927, man. What a time to be alive. And Spring and Lime brought to you by Will Ortner. You suck at betting, but suck less than Will.
I feel like Swag's mom was hand sewing jackets.
Totally was.
I'll make it for you. The new book is out, too.
Well, here's how we did last week. As I mentioned, all of us went 1-2. I hit on the Bengals. That was it. Missed on the Chargers and Vikings. Sprague, you hit on the Lions. Mm-hmm. Missed on the Chargers and the Packers.
Don't get me started on the Packers. That was bullcrap.
I don't know when UCLA decided to start playing football.
Or Rutgers just is not good. I don't think Rutgers is very good.
That was more about UCLA traveling three time zones and sucking. And
so much for the time zone thing. UCLA can evidently do it. And you hit on the Bills, Swag. You missed on Rutgers, and you missed on the Falcons. So season standings after everybody went 1-2, Swag remains in first place at 12-12.
Wow.
You were a game behind him at 11-13.
Well, now I'm 11-14.
Yeah, we don't count that yet. That'll be added to next week's record.
So I'm 11-13.
Sprague did take the Vikings last night. It is off to an 0-1 start this week.
We're already off to an 0-1-er.
And I am 9-15 on the year, just rip-rolling, feeling great. I'm going to start this weekend because we're all going to have the same pick, and I don't want to look like the guy that copies everybody else's pick.
You.
Broncos minus 10.5. Okay. Put it on the board. Right. Bryce Young is starting. There's no way they win that game. How
today
does that happen?
I'm laying the big
make
wood.
It make sense to me, Broncos minus 10.
How is that not, honestly? Because we're both, all of us
we're
are
all on that.
Is everybody on that game?
Yes.
I'll just write it down. Okay.
How? How? Walk me through this, Sway. How is it not 27-6?
It's not even a road game, too. Like, it's in Denver.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It's one thing, and not that Carolina's a tough place to play in any way, shape, or form, but that's at least one argument you could make if it was in
Carolina.
Is it going
to snow?
Isn't that a Bronco advantage? They're going to Bryce Young this week.
Tiny Bryce Young hands cannot throw the ball in the snow.
No. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago.
Chance.
They played the Chargers. Bryce came in at the end of that game. Yet. Or no, it was a different one.
I think it was
Chicago.
Last week, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was a couple weeks ago. He came in spot fill at the end. He almost threw two interceptions. They dropped him. So he didn't get registered with a pick, but I had it. I'm like, this guy should have two picks and six passes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Sertan is back.
I don't get it.
Please make this make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It's 27-6. Has to be.
This is the first time all year that all three of us have picked one game. So that should tell you maybe we should be terrified.
Also,
by that.
The favorite, 10.5 points.
Big dogs have had a decent season. All right, so we're all on Broncos. I'll go to my next. Since Sprague's already got two picks in, we'll go me and then Swag. Yeah. The next one that I'll go with, I'm taking an under. I have not taken many over-unders this year in the NFL. I'm going to try it here. Kansas City's offense is incredibly clunky despite the fact that they're 6-0. I know that the Raiders necessarily don't have the best defense in the league. I don't see how the Raiders score more than 10 points in this game, and I know DeAndre Hopkins is going to help Kansas City eventually. Is there going to be a huge impact right away in week one? How do the Raiders score against that Chiefs defense? I don't see it. The over-under number in this game is 41.5.
Yep.
This is 21-7, 24-10, like... Tell me how the Raiders score more than 14 points against that defense when nobody really can right now. I'm taking the under in Kansas City and Vegas.
My second pick, the Lions look like a wagon right now. And the Titans are quickly falling off the face
the
of
Titans
the earth.
The Titans are the Titans.
At home, Lions, they are sensing now that the NFC, the number one seed in the NFC is, with the Vikings losing twice, it's right there for the taking. I will lay the 11.5 points.
Boy,
11.5,
10.5.
You're going big wood still in here. It's all big wood this weekend.
My final pick is I hope to go 2-1, but probably will go 0-3 because the Panthers will beat the Broncos.
They're going to win that game outright. Bryce Young has his coming out party.
Let's make a promise. We got a little Bronco fans in some of our chats. You lose this week to the Panthers.
Shut it down. You got to close the organization.
You are off limits talking about your team for 5 weeks.
5 weeks minimum.
5 week ban.
5 week ban.
To the Panthers.
Yes.
Talk
you can't
to us
beat
in
Carolina.
December.
I don't want to hear about Zach Allen and how he's better than Chris Jones. I don't want to hear about Bo Nix.
No, nothing.
You are banned for 5 weeks bringing your team up.
Yes.
Okay. Texans minus 5. I get to gamble against Anthony Richardson. I'll take that all day.
Is that game in Indy or in
it's
Houston?
It's in Houston.
In Houston.
Remember, they beat them in Indy.
That's
to start
right.
The
first
season.
Game of the year. You already lost this game.
Yes, I did.
You gambled it in week one. You're double dipping the chip. I like it.
I
go
also
back
lost
on your horse.
This game because he just somehow completed 260-yard bombs.
Insane bombs.
In double coverage.
That he
so,
did. Yeah. All right. Last one. Last one for me. I will go to Sunday Night Football, and I may be, zigging when everybody else is zagging. I like trends, and there are two trends that I know with the San Francisco 49ers. The Seattle Seahawks cannot beat them.
That's true.
And the Dallas Cowboys cannot beat
That's
them.
That's also true.
I think you're going to get Niners in desperation mode. I think Debo's going to be back, which will help them offensively. The Dallas Cowboys defense is horrific. It's and I can count on Dak for a questionable pick here or there.
Yeah.
Laying four, I'll take it. Give me the 49ers minus four on Sunday Night Football against Dallas.
So Cleveland's got to turn to Jameis there, licking his fingers. No, it's the Ravens defense licking their fingers. They're on the road in Cleveland. I think the guessing game Myles Garrett has to play between is Derrick Henry going? Is Lamar Jackson going to keep it? We'll slow him down a step. I like the Ravens minus eight on the road.
Now, real quick observation here. Not a single dog in any of the nine picks. I do like some of the dogs this weekend that
like
I'm not
spreading.
Like I kind
of
like the Eagles plus three.
I like the Bucks as a dog at home.
That sub of field goal makes me nervous. Divisional game, but I can see why you like that. I know Tua's coming back, but Cardinals are getting four.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. One big hit, that whole thing is out the window again.
Yes.
I'm going to turn my head whenever that game's on. I don't want to watch Tua ever play football again.
I'm also curious about the Saints and The Saints are getting 7 on the road to the Chargers. It'll be a home game for the Saints at SoFi.
It will be.
Everything is a home game for any team going to
LA. And my
LA.
Chargers cannot run the football right now.
No, they
can't.
The Saints
are so bad.
Who's starting a quarterback for New Orleans? Because the last time Haener. We saw them was at home, they got blown Haener. Out by the Broncos.
Haener is better than Rattler.
Alvin Kamara just got paid. He might run wild on them.
Or not
or he's
run,
just
he
laughing,
just
looking at his bank account, saying, "I got my
or
deal."
Or might catch 6 screen passes.
You know who just got paid? Kawhi Leonard. You know who's not playing basketball?
Kawhi Leonard.
So getting paid's not the great thing.
So here's how we're going. Sprague is already 0-1 on the weekend because of his Vikings pick last night. He's on the Broncos -10.5 against the Panthers and the Texans -5 against the Colts. Swag.
Right.
Also, like in the Broncos against the Panthers, the Lions lay in the Big Wood 11.5 against the Titans and the Ravens -9 in Cleveland. I am on the under of 41.5 in Chiefs and Raiders. People are trying to tell me that's a bad pick. They actually score a lot of points. I don't care, man. I'm a bad gambler. Let me go down. I also like the Broncos -10.5, and I will take the Niners on Sunday Night Football -4. Good luck losing your picks this weekend. We certainly will do that, and we'll see how much money we have in our accounts left on Monday. Let's wrap it up. What a weekend in sports, man. Basketball's back tonight. World Series, college football, NFL. We'll try to encapsulate it all in a final segment next on The Fan. There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Going into a weekend that has us all saying,
"Holy crap!"
And
I'm all gravy, baby.
We get World Series.
Yeah.
We get to watch the Blazers again, if you're into that kind of thing. A delightful little weekend of college football starting tonight. Kind of an underrated slate.
The thing about tonight's viewing is the Blazer game is kind of throwing a wrench in this for me. They're the antenna team.
Yeah, I can't watch with the antenna stuff.
So, like, it has to be on my big screen.
And it's not a big screen game.
Well, I tend not to think so either, but I don't think I have a choice here. I think I have to go.
I'm just not going to watch this one tonight. Yeah,
they could get a dub tonight.
I don't care. I mean, we're not going to talk about this game on Monday because they play again on Sunday.
Oh.
So they got another game before the show comes back.
They could be 2-1 coming
they
Monday.
They very well could
and
be 2-1.
And you have to apologize.
I will publicly apologize.
To write Chauncey a letter like your stand to Eminem.
My bad, Chance. Yeah, it kills them being on the antenna because I'm not kicking the World Series off a big screen, and I'm not kicking Boise State UNLV off a big screen for game 2 of the Blazers regular season.
Well, to be honest with you, you have it right. This is also going to be a hellacious LA traffic day.
Yes.
Like a nightmare.
Good
of
luck
a scenario.
Getting around.
Yeah.
At Thursday Night Football last night on top of it. I think there's a couple of concerts going on, if I'm not mistaken.
There's one at the Forum. I think there's one at SoFi. The Intuit Dome's got a game, I think, with the Clippers. You've got USC. You got a Laker game and the Doyers.
Nice little weekend. Nice little night.
Kings at home this weekend, too.
Yeah, check the LA Kings. Wow. They got a game tonight. Well, if the Lakers are playing tonight, then the Kings won't have
no,
a game tonight.
They
can't share the building there. It just, I wonder, this is the time of year, man.
It's a great night of
October
sports.
Is yeah. flexing its muscle.
It
of,
is.
Look at this. You get World Series starting, basketball if you're into that thing, NFL, college football's roaring. This is what we wait for, man. We go through all those dark months in July and August. There's nothing going on, waiting for it to return. Here we are.
No, the Kings are home Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Saturday at 1 o'clock. Okay.
What about the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
People forget
in
they
Anaheim.
Exist.
It's also in LA, right? No, it's not the same thing. What are we
Anaheim's
most
on the road?
I know what Swag's answer is going to be, and I'll let you filibuster for the final few moments of the show.
Okay.
What are you most excited for this weekend?
Look, I'm excited for a lot. I said start the show. I'm going to say it again. I actually am the most excited for the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees does it. I didn't know if it would. Everybody talked about this being the ideal matchup. They've got me. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. The Dodgers haven't won a real World Series since 1988.
Hey, hey.
This is, hey, you can, hey, you know you feel the same way. This is a massive deal and an iconic matchup. You came in dressed like a 10-year-old at BP.
I know. Did, yeah.
And
I'm ready to go shag fly balls in the outfield,
right.
Man. Sign
them
up.
I think it says it all. So it's World Series
for
me.
Yeah, it's the World Series.
Easily for you, of course.
Because the way that their pitching staff was just in shambles, I'm like, I don't know how they get there. But they did somehow, some way, got themselves here. And so now it's like, all right, you just got to find a way to win 4 games. Can you find a way to win 4 games?
What's the pitching matchup tonight? Who do we got?
Flaherty and Cole.
Yeah, Buehler's going to be game 2.
Buehler going 2. Okay, where's the trust in Flaherty?
He's had one great postseason
and
start,
one terrible.
And then one he got shelled, so you don't know.
I think you can ask this question on the other side, too.
Do we take the over tonight? What's the over-under in that game for game 1?
Oh, that's a good question.
I could see some dingers getting hit.
Yeah, do I take Dodgers game 1? At home?
I mean, I'm not going to gamble. I won't gamble on the Devils.
They're
mojo.
Nine
is the over-under?
Nine is the over-under. I might go over
there. I don't have
there.
A dinger.
Maybe a 7-5. 7-5 type game.
That's an over
could
right
be.
There.
It is an over.
That's an over right there.
What are you most excited for?
It's college football. I mean, you know me. I got the number one team
well,
in the country.
What's the game then?
All of it. I get all of it. You only get two baseball games.
That's
I get the whole
ridiculous.
Slate. I get the entire
the whole slate.
That's slate. Give me the whole slate. I take the whole slate. Come on. I will be watching the World Series tonight, obviously.
You just hope Flaherty can keep him in it for five innings.
I just hope fireworks. Give me home runs. I hope it's an 11-10 game. That'd be
Dodge,
great.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can handle
the Dodger-Astro World Series.
Yes, that's what I want.
But the Dodger bullpen, I do have more faith than the Yankee bullpen. So if the Dodgers can get Cole to throw a lot of pitches and get there early, I like their chances later.
People saying, by the way, Sunday's Blazer game will be on the K2 channel, so then I can watch it on the smaller device, God. So that will help, because that's also not better than the NFL, so it's not going to get prime billing.
One of our listeners also saying, you look like Max Muncy.
Okay.
I kind of see it now.
That's Funky Muncy.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah. You're more of a Patty Reed.
My nieces and nephew think I look like Dan Lanning. I get that a lot from them.
Need the beard.
Yeah, my beard's not thick enough.
Really? Dan Lanning.
They say that all the time. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Have a great sports weekend. Enjoy all of the action. I'll be down in Eugene tomorrow, bright and early. Pre-game starts at 8 out in front of the Moe Center, 8 to 10:30, and it'll be fun. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Calling us next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.